Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here today to speak at the second government summit organized by the UAE under the guidance of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. This summit is a major global event responding to an important need. Governments need to exchange on the best way to respond to the needs of citizens and businesses, and they have to do it with the contribution of civil society and private sector. We at the OECD are delighted to be a strategic partner for the government summit since its beginning in 2012. Our strategic collaboration with the government of the UAE is not only reflected in our growing bilateral work, but also in our joint contribution to address global challenges, such as the ones discussed in this forum, and in particular, the strategic collaboration between the OECD and the MENA region. Yesterday, the government of the UAE hosted the 9th meeting of the MENA OECD Working Group on Open and Innovative Government, which gathered a large number of countries and took important decisions to enhance multilateral collaboration in these critical domains. And I would like to thank very warmly the government of the UAE for this strong support to our work, and in particular to the Ministry of Cabinet Affairs, led by Minister Mohammed Al-Gargawi. Ladies and gentlemen, quality government services are one of the most precious assets that a country can have because they promote economic growth and social progress. And as never before, our countries have to reinvent the way public services are delivered by exploiting technological progress to respond better to changing needs. As never before, our citizens formulate fair and articulated demands to which governments need to respond, and as never before, it is urgent to rebuild trust in government as the confidence of citizens and business is declining. And as never before, we need to take the necessary measures to deliver more effectively while ensuring value for money. As His Highness Sheikh Mohammed expressed last year, quality and satisfaction in service delivery is fundamental to build a positive relationship between governments and citizens. In the OECD, we are aware of this necessity, and we are exploring the different dimensions that contribute to ensure quality services. Let me focus on two critical aspects to be considered when designing the services of the future. Quality services can only be built on strong, good governance frameworks. Quality services nowadays need to be innovative and take advantage of the latest technologies. And good public governance is a key to addressing traditional and new challenges. By public governance, I mean the framework of institutions, policies, and initiative in which the different actors play under the stewardship of a strategic state. And this means that the sum is larger than the parts. A consistent system of public service delivery is not the addition of disconnected sectoral services that are often externalized to a variety of private operators. Public service delivery needs strategic action from the government to act on multiple fronts. Strong and agile public institutions are central to this approach. The challenge is great, but cannot be addressed by piecemeal or isolated public actions. Let me underline that institutions matter for this undertaking. Institutions provide a predictable environment for citizens and businesses to grow and prosper, and only a consistent government strategy can build effective accountability frameworks, which in turn are the precondition for public services that promote the interest of the country in the long run. Governments need to think big. Public government needs an overarching vision, such as your vision 2021, and a vision has to be followed by implementation. So when we talk about building strong institutions, time matters. We need consistency and continuity to ensure sustainability and impact. But the challenge cannot be addressed by governments alone. Citizens and businesses need to be included. They need to be engaged in the design and delivery of better public services that meet their real needs. They can be mobilized to implement ambitious policy reforms, and this means that governments all over the world have to get more serious about public engagement to promote responsive policymaking. And let me illustrate this with a reference to the use of ICT for better service delivery. Governments are becoming creative, venturous, experimental, agile, if you like. Technology is supporting this path. The UAE is fast advancing on e-government, mobile government, and the use of social media. Employers can check status of administrative requests online. You can pay utility bills by phone, and everyone can interact with the government via Twitter and Facebook. Indeed, the way services are delivered is becoming more and more based on the use of ICT. Several OECD governments have also been in the forefront of designing and delivering services that address the needs of users. In countries like Denmark and Sweden, over 70% of the population interact online with public authorities. And this is due to the right design of public services, but it is also the result of outstanding efforts to equip their population with the necessary skills to use technology. We are now seeing more and more citizen-driven approach to the provision of public information and services in the OECD countries. Rather than trying to anticipate the needs of citizens and businesses, and often getting it wrong, ICTs provide means for citizens to get involved in the design, implementation, and delivery of services and policies. In our recent work on mobile government, social media, and open government data shows that boundaries between citizens and governments are blurring. But technology is only part of the story. Building bigger systems and better services will not lead to greater use and benefits unless we really focus on the strategic issues we want technology to help with. Many examples from the OECD show how government data made available as open data, hence enabling use and reuse by all types of actors, favors innovative design and delivery of services that better respond to specific users' needs. And let me mention a few, such as the City of San Francisco, that improved the delivery of services to disadvantaged youngsters thanks to the use of predictive data analytics and combined data from several of the city's departments. The Netherlands, where government data was used to create a web service and smartphone applications that help locate the nearest public defibrillator in case of a heart-related emergency. Germany, where public sector data and crowd collaboration contribute to the successful web service and smartphone apps WheelMap, which helps people with reduced mobility get around in cities. Routes, places, and transport options are labeled in terms of their ease of access for people with wheelchairs. The service is now being expanded to other countries, such as the UK. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed said last year at the summit that innovation is not the goal, but a journey. All innovations will work, but many will. And our role at the OECD is to ensure examples that have worked elsewhere can be brought forward for discussion and to provide guidance and inspiration for other countries. Through the Observatory of Public Sector Innovation, OECD is now collecting good practice from around the world in making public policies more cost-effective and better aligned to the needs of citizens and businesses. Governments need to think outside the box in order to deliver on citizen expectations. This means understanding what public value means to them. While greater efficiency is one objective, it needs to find its place next to social equality, citizen participation, environmental sustainability, and broad social and economic objectives. It also means understanding how to protect privacy and security while working in smart ways that tailor and anticipate services to citizens' needs and preferences. And you know that governments are not alone in this challenge. Finding the right balance is also what people come to expect from the private sector. A public administration that is more open and inclusive will share processes and information. It will do so to empower individuals so they can understand and shape government's decisions that relate to their own interests and needs. Ministers, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, since its founding in 1971, the UAE has witnessed economic progress and significant changes of the population and demographic makeup. These changes have major consequences for public services. The quality of life and quality of service delivery are intertwined. As was underlined by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, the stakes are thus very high for the well-being of the people. Governments must be capable to deliver public services for better lives, and these services can only be delivered through better policies. The OECD stands ready to work with you in pursuing these momentous endeavors. Thank you, and thank you very much for including me and the OECD here today at this most important summit.